What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from Cage and Craven on Beamer Road. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are live back at it, there you go. Congratulations to Nancy, our first winner. We are going to be hooking somebody up with a $25 gift card each and every hour. Next one coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, which we are currently in. So come hang out. We are live here from the Cajun Craven. This is our final stop, on our 610 Crawfish Circuit. So come hang out with us. We got a crowd here, but I see people on them bugs right now. We got a crowd here, but there is still room for you to get in here and get you some bugs. I'm telling you, they got it all. The oysters were fantastic. I see our guy Aaron. He looks like he's got him a po' boy, and that looks like shrimp right there. Yeah, it's all looking good. The catfish that Nancy had earlier. I was drooling over it.
They got us over here. Oh, catfish Nancy. She done came here and had her hella catfish, and she done won that $25 card.
$25, well, I'm telling you, man.
They got us over here right next to the kitchen, man. Everything that comes out of here, I can smell it. I can damn near taste it. I'm telling you, man. I want to know how I can get on the wall. I want a picture on the wall.
I'm telling you.
They got a couple empty spots up there above that walkway,
too. Yeah. I see it. Yeah. But I would only take it if Tyler was a part of it.
Well, that's sweet of you.
I appreciate that, but I don't believe you, brother.
I'm just going to be. I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you.
What are you talking about? You don't believe me.
You're lying through your teeth, bro.
I am not lying through my teeth.
I'll take it and tell you about it Monday.
At least you're being honest with me, Clint.
Yeah,
I would. I put my foot down.
Freaking
and say,
ass
not,
hats.
Not taking it until Tyler, unless Tyler's in it, and then maybe I'll just slide Aaron in and just kind of try to make it like he is Tyler.
Big time ding-a-ling in there.
I mean, just to have representation for it right there. No, it's a good time out here that we're having. So make your way on out here as we enjoy things. Clint, we've been at mandatory minicamp this week, OTAs the previous couple of weeks, and obviously that'll be it until training camp starts up. And we've watched a lot of things. I think our minds and our eyes a lot early was on, what's going on with C.J. Stroud? He's not throwing
absolutely.
The football. Then I think we were moving over and looking at the offensive line a lot to see what's the combinations and what we're looking at there. Will Anderson forced us to look at it. There's a lot of different things that we've been looking at. And I don't think we've talked about, for me, what maybe the biggest difference that we've seen out there. And that is, to me, is D'Amico Ryans is a lot more involved on this offense. And I know we've kind of talked about, I believe a couple of Fridays, at one of our stops, we were talking about how much he should be involved in this thing. But I'm going to tell you what, Clint, I don't know if you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing. D'Amico is not just standing and watching the offense. Like, he's literally left. He will literally leave the defensive side of the field and will stand and be over there and be involved in different groups. We watched him really be with the offensive line at one point, and he is not just watching, but there's a clear difference from what he has done the previous 2 years and how much he's involved in the offense, which I think is a great thing for this team.
Yeah, look, I've said it all along in this offseason, man. It was, I think the at the end of the day, the one guy that's got to get it right is DeMeco Ryans.
You said that.
Right? I mean, sure, when it comes to making adjustments at halftime and you know, designing this offense that really highlights the best players on the offense, sure, you know, whatever. Getting the best out of C.J. Stroud, that's Nick Caley, that's some of the offensive coaches, Gerard Johnson, okay. But what Houston needs desperately on the offensive side of the football is there needs to be a standard offensively, a certain level of physicality that if you're not playing with that, if you're not practicing on a daily basis with that level of physicality, then you need to stop practice and start over. You need to be held accountable, right? And the only way, to me, the only way to make that happen is if DeMeco Ryans does it. You don't. This is the reality of the situation. Is you can't force guys to do something they're not capable of doing. I don't believe that Nick Caley is capable of putting his foot down and putting his foot down on C.J. Stroud and Dalton Schultz and all these other guys, Nico Collins, all these other guys. I think the guy that has to do that is DeMeco Ryans. And if DeMeco Ryans does that, if he sets the standard and doesn't accept anything less. Whether that's the physicality at practice, showing up to practice, the communication, like you start an offensive drill, let's say a blitz pickup drill.
Yeah.
And the offensive line is having a hard time communicating, or now CJ's having a hard time communicating. It's real easy to go through a drill and spend 10 to 15 minutes and have a terrible drill one day. And Nick Caley and Ben McDaniel and all these guys don't dry John. They don't have the power to go, no, we're changing the whole damn practice schedule. We're starting this thing over. Right? They don't have the ability to do that. One guy does. Right? And that guy's DeMeco Ryans. And I love the fact that DeMeco is turning his back to the defense and watching what's going on in offense, in O-line mechanics and technique work, individual drills. He's down there watching them. I love that in inside run.
I mean, he is down there. I mean, there's no doubt.
I mean, he's 20 yards on this side of the field. On an inside run where it's all out, your pad level, your physicality, your communication, your running backs getting downhill. He's over there watching those two drills specifically. I've seen him multiple times watching. I think that is huge. I said it 2-3 months ago. I think he has to have – this is on – this what we're talking about right now is on DeMeco Ryans.
If your
offense is soft and can't communicate, it ain't Nick Caley's fault. It's DeMeco Ryan's fault. And so DeMeco's got to get that right.
Why is it DeMeco's fault?
Well, the offense?
When you say, like, if they –
Because
if,
nobody else has the power. Nobody else has the power. Sure, you can in the meeting room on a regular basis – Cole Popovich should be able to hold his offensive line a little bit more accountable than he was when Laramie Tunsil was there. Like we said before, as a fan, when I watched certain offensive linemen be told to run laps in training camp because they false started, and then Laramie Tunsil takes his ass out there and leads the league in false starts, nobody had Laramie running. Hell, Laramie wasn't even there, right? Like Cole Popovich,
we sit on this sideline. I can't wait.
I couldn't
see 78 jumps. I
couldn't wait for Laramie Tunsil to practice to see if he would run a lap.
Man, Kenyon Green was out there running up his.
He lost 15 to. He weighed in on Monday. He was like,
man, he had an extra 500 calories burned on his watch.
But the reality of it is, like Trent Brown. When Trent Brown comes back, you think Trent Brown and Cam Robinson? You think Nick Caley's going to stop practice and change his schedule 10 minutes and say, nah, y'all run y'all a damn lap? I just don't believe that's the one. And at the end of the day, if they don't, you can fire them. DeMeco ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Like, DeMeco is the one that's got that. He can't decide, are we going to be a gap scheme or are we going to be a wide zone team? He can't decide necessarily if we're, other than hiring the guys, he can't decide whether we're going to look like Tampa Bay. I mean, whether we're going to look like New England or are we going to look like San Francisco. He can damn sure decide whether we're going to allow guys to go through the motions at practice and not communicate well and not be physical and not have the correct pad level, and we're just going to breeze through periods and then wonder why it doesn't work on Sunday. He can damn sure fix that.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, like I think if you hire Nick Caley may one day be that guy. Gerard Johnson may one day be that. Like, I believe if you had, if Chip Kelly, I'll use that because Chip Kelly's a guy that moved. If Chip Kelly was an offensive coordinator, like in Las Vegas right now, I think Chip Kelly could say, hey, coach, hang on a second. We got to start this thing over, man. Hey, this is unacceptable. Right? There's certain guys that are long enough in the tooth, certain guys that are alphas enough, certain guys that have that level of pull can get it done. I just don't know that you have that guy on the offensive side of the football right now in Houston. And so I think it's D'Amico's. And I think it's, when you talk about like job security, long-time job security for D'Amico, it's in his best interest.
It's just a different feel when the big dude is there watching.
No question.
Like,
no question.
And you can see the defense has a certain way they go about things. And now, like, I remember sitting there when he wasn't, because I would say D'Amico has been more of a from afar watching. I'm not saying he didn't. He just said, hey, man, walk away, man. You do the defense. I'll be honest with you. I've watched Andy Reid in practices just not even just, hey, man, Spags, that's all you. I've watched him, like, I'm not even going to say that D'Amico's been like that. D'Amico is from afar, but you can tell, like, he's letting Bobby Slowick, the tyrant, do his thing. Right? He's letting him do his thing. Now, it is not just that he is studying or watching from afar. He is in it. He is in the thing. And I remember sitting here watching him with the offensive line, and I said, hey, man, that's going to make you pick up your intensity.
Come on.
That's going to make you pick up what you're doing over there. That's going to make you, you know, lock in and focus even more because he's sitting there watching you, not just from afar, but on top of you. And I think that offense needs a little bit of that.
No question the offense needs a little bit of a lot.
And Nick Caley needs a little bit of that, too, assistance from the dude.
Need a lot of it, not just a little bit. They need a lot of it. But that's where D'Amico Ryans is in his career as a head coach as well, in my opinion. You come in, and I said this, when you come in and you hire D'Amico Ryans, you better have one of the top defenses in the league. I think D'Amico has done more with less the first year, and he has now built something to where they're going to have a top defense. Like, I think that is exactly what you expected and should have like demanded out of D'Amico Ryans as a head coach the first couple years. Okay, he's done it. The next step for that defensive-minded head coach is to make sure, at the very least, your offense has the right mentality. I want my offense, I want my entire team to have that swarm mentality, the physicality that goes with it, arrive often and early and arrive violently. You can apply that to offensive football as well. And I think that's what that part of Houston Texans football can't be dependent on who the OC is. That part of Houston Texans offensive football has to be the identity of D'Amico Ryans. I don't know if we're going to run inside zone, outside zone, gap scheme. I don't know if we're going to pin and pull. I don't know what we're going to do. But, damn it, we're going to do it violently. Yeah. We're going to do it with everything we got. And that is on D'Amico.
Text line coming in. Ron, if it's all on D'Amico, what the hell is the OC getting paid for? I don't think Clint is saying it's all on D'Amico. I think what Clint is saying is, and what I've said is, he damn sure – listen, when you make the decision, hey man, I'm gonna go ahead and let go of the guy who for the last 2 years was one of the hottest head coach candidates out there that we paid more money to keep. A guy that helped CJ Stroud be a top 8 MVP finisher in year one, and as you said, conduct one of the best quarterback seasons you've ever seen. A guy lead the NFL in passing yards per game and throw 5 interceptions. That guy helped you lead that, and then back-to-back playoff wins. A guy that helped your offense and your team get to the playoffs with a rash of injuries to important pieces, an awful offensive line to work with, an awful tight end group to work with, injuries all over the place. When you fire that guy because you want to get your offense to the next level, and it's clear things like, as you said, physicality, that's the problem, that is going to fall on you. You fired that guy. That is going to fall on you. So not all of it, but it is going to much of it. If the offense don't work, it's going to not be looking at Nick Caley as much as it's going to be looking at D'Amico Ryans.
You can't conduct business like that. You if you're a defensive minded head coach, you can't let your offensive identity down to the foundation, the core principles of playing the game of physicality and communication and togetherness. Like, you can't let that depend on year in, year out, be dictated by the next offensive coordinator that you brought in. Like, that just can't be. That it's not about what's the offensive coordinator getting paid for. Look, if the offensive coordinator, you bring him in here, if he is worth a damn, then you keep him around. If he's really good, then you turn the reins over and DeMeco Ryans says, I ain't got to worry about the offense. But you don't do that blindly. He did it blindly once to a guy that he'd been in the damn same meeting room with for 3 or 4 years, was considered his brother, and it didn't work out, right? Whatever the communication, that whatever was going on was unacceptable enough to where they fired him. Like, that, it's not about what's the offensive line coach or the offensive coordinator getting paid for. It's about DeMeco Ryans, the head coach, is trying to win a Super Bowl, can't consistently let what might be a turnstile at the offensive coordinator position be like, you got to lessen that impact. You can't depend on that guy to create the foundation, the physicality, and the ability to communicate, and the importance placed on all of the above can't be determined by a guy you hire that's a crapshoot that's never done it before. That's the point. It's not about what does a guy get paid for. Look, if he doesn't do whatever he's getting paid, if he doesn't pull his weight, then you fire him and get him up out of here.
And Texter, don't pretend like you don't know how this thing goes. Hell yeah, the head coach is going to get it. You know, the man, the head coach, that's it. The head coach, yeah, the quarterback, yeah, is going to get it. All right? Shoot, man. I don't mean to bring it up, but with Clint, you...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, when you had that tough moment, wasn't nobody looking at your offensive lineman that stepped on your foot that called it to happen?
Yeah.
They're looking at the quarterback gets it.
Yeah.
And just like if this team gets to an AFC championship game, D'Amico's going to get all the credit. They ain't going to be talking about Nick Cayley. as much. Yep. He gonna get the credit.
Well, and if Nick Cayley, the key here is if Nick Cayley doesn't end up being great, which I've said it multiple times, like that's a hard ass job. It is extremely rare to be that elite at play calling and game planning and all that. Like it's I mean, the odds are it's not gonna be. He ain't gonna be the next great play caller. Hope he is, but the odds are he's not. Like, you're going to go through a couple offensive coordinators, and then all of a sudden everybody's going to be looking at D'Amico like, hey, man, are you just one of these, hey, we'll win this division, like Bill O'Brien, win the division and win maybe a playoff game? Are we just going to be that? Are we ever going to truly threaten?
Oh, you like, damn sure going to go through a couple. If the first one didn't work?
Yeah.
But the first one didn't work?
Yeah.
You're going to probably go through a couple.
D'Amico, the head coach, can significantly help the Nick Cayleys of the world and help this hire or the next hire. He can help those guys be successful. Because he's the only guy that can hold him accountable to a level of striking fear in guys. Ultimately, I know D'Amico Ryan's not a coach with fear guy.
His presence
is powerful, yep. Right? And so yeah, that to me that's the point. It's not about whether Nick Cayley works or doesn't work or what he's getting paid for. It's hey man, you've got a head coach that has the ability to connect with all players, not just defensive players, but to connect and hold guys accountable on a crazy level. Like, why? I mean, he's nuts if he doesn't apply it to the offensive side of the football. And the point of the whole conversation, Ron, is that he's doing that.
Yeah. Coming up, I don't want to tell you how to feel, but I do think, based off what we've watched and what we've seen, there's one of the biggest questions going into this season, Clint, that I feel a lot better about. A lot better about when it comes to the Texans. Damn, that's a good ass tease, Tyler. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Rock and roll, meow.
Live from Cajun Craven on Beamer Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, there it is. Welcome back. As it is a party happening on our final, this should be our final stop here on our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. It brings us here to the Cajun Craven. Come on out here. Make your way here. And how about it? Give a hand. They have made it to all 11 right
Shannon,
here. Stand up now. They've made it to all 11. Come on, Sharon. Sharon, Shannon, Steve. They've made it to all 11 stops. They brought balloons. They drove an hour and a half today to get here to this one. So we appreciate them riding with us all the way through.
Right. That's the only two people that made all 11 of them.
Only ones. Yep, we didn't.
You missed one. I missed one. Tyler missed a couple.
I'm on the show and I didn't even make one.
You know what I meant, T. You missed a Friday.
Tyler has been to every has produced every one of them. That's right. Tyler has produced every one of them.
No, he has not.
You missed one?
He missed a Friday. Hell yeah, he missed a Friday. Tyler. Where'd he go? You been to Aruba and Tyler, where'd
oh,
you go?
Oh, yeah, he went to Cayman.
The old Cayman Islands.
Yeah. That's right. So, damn, yep. Steve and Shannon, the only ones. They've been to every one of them. Shout out to our Bud Light girls as well as they're walking around and taking care of you also. Hey, there goes Reggie. Reggie from In the Loop is in the building. So stop by and say hello. By the way, I'm a little disappointed, man. Tyler at 3:30 and Clint has not even ordered any bugs yet.
The hell's going on?
I don't know, man.
We've been chit-chatting, man. We got some folks here. We got some listeners here, man. We got some friends here. So we've been breaking bread, man. When I order them bugs, it's kind of like in that gym. I ain't wiping down no benches.
Oh, no. Yeah, you get into a zone there.
I'm in here eating crawfish. I'm in here. I got one thing on my mind.
It's that Guy Fieri hunch and chit-chatting, he is going at it.
Chit-chatting. I got to eat, man.
There you go.
All right, but it's a good time. Come on down.
That too.
Our next giveaway comes up here at the bottom of this hour. So if you have not signed up and put your name in our raffle box, you can do so right now to have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All right, Clint, I wanted to say, and I'm interested to see how you feel about it. I feel a lot better about the Titus Howard situation than I did going into the year. Now, I will still say I believe he is obviously a better tackle than he is a guard. You paid him as a top five at that time, right tackle. I would have rather them gone and got a guy who has played the position
and had some real success at a guard position rather than moving him down. But they went a different direction. And I will say, now we've really seen him up close. Being in that bubble, we could really get close to him and see him. There is no question. Tytus Howard has transformed his body to where he looks a lot more like a guard. He is big, and it's right in the chest, in the midsection area. He looks like he is ready to hold up to the physicality from the inside.
He's big as hell.
And I feel a lot better. He's been at that right guard spot the whole way. And just his commitment to that. And by the way, you gotta give Tytus Howard some credit for that. I mean, and I think a lot of this also comes from the trust in D'Amico. Like, not everybody's doing that, Clint. Not everybody is just jumping in. Like, they may go over and play guard because they got to. But he went in, and you can tell Tytus Howard was let known early in the offseason what the plans was for him. And then he went in position and got himself in a position to be able to play that position, and he has changed his body. Yeah. So I give him a lot of credit. And with that, I do feel a lot better about him in that position, because he's already started the commitment in the offseason to put himself in the best position possible to play guard.
Well, I mean, look, the simple fact that Tytus Howard's willing to play guard from jump, because like you said, clearly there was a conversation had, and he is a right guard, which, by the way, I've liked him more at guard than most people have, and the thought of putting him at right guard after them seeing him play on both sides of the ball, I think, is the best way to go. I don't want to say swallowing his pride, because he got paid as a top right tackle. So I don't know that he really gives a rip at this point in time.
Well, you know, but some people looking for that next one, though.
Yeah, no. I'm sure, yeah. You know, to hear him tell it, he still believes he's a right tackle. But at the end of the day, this is a really good situation to be in Houston. There's a lot of good going on, and if the professionals that you trust are telling you, hey man, you would be better off at a guard position. Look, I mean,
better for us.
Yeah, but I do wonder, with all of the change that went on, I do wonder if it's a better for us, or do they just think he's a better guard than he is a tackle? I mean, I don't think that. I still think he was a better right tackle. But if Cole Popovich has seen a lot of football, he's been with some great offensive line coaches. He's seen Tytus Howard play a lot, and this strikes me more of instead of, hey man, you know, I know you're a better tackle, but we want to play you a guard. This strikes me as we think you're more natural position if you change your body a little bit, gain a little weight, you built a little different, you work the off season and playing a little bit lower and doing guard specific things. We feel like you could be a better guard than tackle, and you'd be more valuable.
I mean, it's
at
a
guard.
Fair thought, because theoretically they could have gotten a Cam Robinson type that plays guard.
Well, you, but, could,
you know what I mean? They could have done that.
Money that was already spent on Tytus Howard, tackle money that was already spent on Tytus Howard, you could have moved him to left tackle, and I think you'd have been A-OK. You'd have been fine. But the reality of it is, I wonder, and it wouldn't shock me at all if they don't think that he's a better guard. Is he better on the right side of the football? Is he a better guard than tackle? I mean, I think it's not far-fetched, if you know what I mean. So
watching him in camp, are you feeling better about the Tytus? We haven't seen a lot. Obviously, we haven't seen him hit.
There's nothing in camp that swung me either direction. I've just, as I said, I've always felt better about Tytus at guard than most people have. Hadn't always felt great, but I felt better. And I'm very aware of how difficult it is to go in camp and play part of the season, and everything you do from your diet to how you play the game is geared towards playing tackle, a much more athletic, upright position, and then you're asked to go play guard. That is a crazy different position to play. And so I know how, I'm aware of how difficult that would be at guard when you've been prepping to play tackle and you're built to play tackle. You're at a disadvantage at guard. I'm aware that he's changed some things, and that will no longer be a disadvantage at the guard position. So I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I do. I just, looking at him and his his size and his I feel a lot better about that position.
And to your point, I think overall was more of a tip of the cap of a guy doing what he's done, obviously committing to playing guard after making it very very obvious that he wanted to play tackle over the last handful of years.
And well, so, I mean, Clint, I got to give some credit to D'Amico. Hell, you told the story leading into it of what Larry Allen told Bill Parcells what he wasn't going to do. And to have a guy completely change where his money could be impacted in this thing, like he could get paid after this year where his money could be impacted in this thing. Right guards make less than tackles. Like we know that. He's still under 30. They make less than tackles. So shout out to Titus Howard for really committing to this process. All right, as we continue, I think our first information about Isak Paredes, I think we're getting our first information about him and that injury he had. We'll let you know what that is coming up next as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Live from Cajun Craven on Beamer Road. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Welcome back as we are live here, Cajun Craven. There you go. Remember, if you're in the building, as soon as this segment ends, we will hook somebody else up with our second winner of a Academy Sports and Outdoors $25 gift card. If you have not signed up, you may want to do that right now. We're hooking somebody up with one each and every hour. The next one comes up as soon as this segment is over. So stay tuned for that. If you're on the way or you're in the building, you might want to fill things out. I've walked around. I've heard good things about the Bugs. My man here said a little kick to it, a little spice to it, but I've heard some good things about the Bugs, and we'll get, a full review from our Mud Bugs connoisseur, He has been taking down that cold beer, though.
Man, it just all my beer drinkers out there, you know, I mean, beer always tastes good. I mean, I know the people that don't drink beers, like, nah, what the hell are you talking about? Look, if you don't drink beer, then you're at this conversation's not for you. Sit this one out. If you're a beer drinker, beer always, a good cold beer always tastes good. There's certain times when you have that first drink of beer, and it's just, especially if you got the thing fully dressed with some lime and salt on it, it just goes down, and you're like, yeah, it's one of them days. It's got a real chance.
One of those you didn't know you needed it.
It is just refreshing, Chief. It is just. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know that anything. This is weird, but after you mow a yard in the hot sun.
Somebody didn't yell, come
that,
on.
That, for, I'm telling you, that first guzzle of cold beer is just so refreshing. You would think that it was like the first Gatorade that was ever drank or something. I mean, it is tremendous, man. So I ain't quite there, but I'm going to tell you.
Text line, YouTube and Twitch, 713-574-610. What else? What other activity, when you complete, is that cold beer, when it goes down, it is, as Clint said, the first Gatorade ever invented.
I'm going to tell you.
Clint said cutting the grass.
If you're push mowing a yard in Baytown, Texas, or anywhere around these parts, but I'm going to go Baytown, Texas because it's my roots. When you get done, you walk in that garage and you put that mower up. I don't even rinse mine off. I'll be honest with you. My wife gets mad because I get grass everywhere. I don't even rinse mine off. And you turn around that little fridge that somebody gave you about 2 years ago. It's plugged up in the corner of the garage over there. And you got a cold one, like old Lone Soldier over there in that fridge.
Yeah.
Whew. I'm going to tell you. Now.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I go to Cabo and I get down on that pool, that first drink in that pool.
Get you an old fashioned.
Now that may be
some frozen.
It may be more of a margarita or a
mojito
or something.
That first one I had.
I know.
Yeah, I mean that may be more that first taste of that sip of that drink is pretty refreshing. But I'm gonna tell you, man, that cold beer. I've always been a cold beer guy.
Some Houstonians, well, not some. Maybe you don't have a lot of history with this. Maybe you go on road games, but when you go to a hot baseball game,
yeah,
an outdoor baseball game, when you pull up, and maybe you do this. I don't know if you're doing this at your kid's game. Yeah, maybe you need to take a look at yourself if you're dragging a cooler around at your kid's game.
Easy, you're talking about my family. Now.
I'm just saying, I got
about my kinfolk.
I'm gonna tell you, I got an Uncle Durrell that drags his beer, Bud Light, to be honest with you, that drags it. I mean, we're at a family reunion in Washington D.C. and I'm saying, how did you get a cooler out
on
here?
The plane?
He don't fly because he want to drive so he could do that. But when you go to a game and it's 85, 90, it's a hot one out there. That first one that goes down, boy, that is one of the moments where I'm like,
ooh. I could see that.
At the Daikin, you don't have to really deal with that.
Nah. See, like that, like, I mean, I enjoy it there, but I don't like at a sporting event. I mean, I enjoy it, it's not one of those where that first drink knocks me off my
feet.
Boy,
you hot. You sit down in that seat, and you get that first one. Woo! That's it right there.
There's one Mexican food joint in Little Rock, Arkansas called Heights Taco and Tamale, where me and one of my partners used to sip tequila on the regular. And, a little tequila rattler there does it for me. That first sip there, that's more. Is that nostalgia?
That brings the old memories.
It's
Park Street.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the taste of the tequila as it is the memory. But I mean,
not bad. Send them in. All right.
I don't encourage it for all you youngsters out there, and by any means. But if you do, so be it.
Somebody said maybe it's John Lopez first beer when fishing. Jumps out. I ain't got a lot of experience.
I mean, the fishing that I've done, which is very minimal. Considering I live on the bay, I'm a little embarrassed. The fishing that I've done typically is early a.m. I'm not drinking in a.m. hours.
I wish I could have said that last week.
Well, now, you were in Aruba on the beach. Now, that's a different deal. I can have me a Bloody Mary or something in a hurry, but I mean,
I'll be honest, I was in a hotel room.
He's preparing for something.
Hold on, Joe. Put him away, baby.
If I was on a guy's trip, maybe in Vegas or something, I could make an exception. But I'm not going trout fishing and getting up at 4:30 and being on the water at 5:30 and drinking beer. I just ain't doing it. I'm not drinking, period.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I
probably would, but I hear you.
I got to take your word for it. Maybe an afternoon fish.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I would do it. I know Tyler would.
I don't think fishing's even in the. Guadalupe. Bro. Oh, now, hey, Tyler.
I would need it to fish.
Tyler.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. What up, Dirty?
Tyler, what about them days? What about them? That's about right. Most of us quit them days a while back, Tyler. You still living them.
Quitters.
Hey, what about them days? And I don't even know if it's still this way anymore because I'm more of sitting in the river than floating. But what about them days back in the day when you had about 10 or 12 of your partners and you go down there to float to Guadalupe and you get an old ice chest. Make sure you get the inner tube with the bottom in it.
Oh, you're taking me back
for the ice chest. Make sure you get the rope so you can tie it on there.
Oh, yeah.
And you get that ice chest good and full and you jump off in that cold water and after that sun starts beating on you and you reach, that's my eighth, throw me one of them pops.
Better have a Bluetooth speaker going.
Ooh, oh, yeah, some Bluetooth. That was before they started giving tickets.
Still ain't never done this.
They started giving noise ordinance tickets on the river. That was when I knew. That's when I knew it was
tried to take
a beautiful thing was coming to an end.
Down by the river.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
They were hiding in the trees. They were hiding in the trees, the cops were, with binoculars down there in the river. And when they could hear your music from a ways away, they were looking to see who would put their hand on the volume button, and they gave that person a ticket.
Stop having fun down there.
Yeah. That's like, Tyler, you sounded like you were in a megaphone in the river. Like I literally
am.
Hell, if I don't get to have fun, none of y'all are. Hey, ain't nobody having fun. I dare you touch that volume button. Real quick, the lineup is out. Jeremy Pena leads off. This will be interesting right here. Yiner Diaz in the two-hole at catcher tonight, so I think we're getting a glimpse of something now. DH tonight is Jose Altuve. And that has been the spot that Isak Paredes has been hitting in. He is not in the lineup. I'll give that away for you. Christian Walker, who Tyler put money on and then drug Clint to put money on, he is batting fourth, playing first. Jake Myers has moved up to the five spot in center field. Cam Smith in right. Jacob Melton in left. Dubon is playing third tonight. He is in as Paredes is out playing third. And then Rogers is playing second base tonight. So Isak Paredes, who had the injury to the hamstring yesterday, the first kind of news that we have is just by obviously saying he's not in the lineup, and that means he's not going. Again, I don't know if Tyler, you've seen anything, I have not yet, that shows that he'll be out longer or anything like that, but we at least know, which is not a surprise at all, we at least know he is going to miss today's game with whatever that hamstring issue is. But Yiner Diaz in the two spot. Not surprised by the third base situation with Dubon. We talked about that in the first segment, but Yiner Diaz moves up to the two spot.
Yeah, you would think that there's some other guys that would probably fit that spot a little bit better. But I mean, give Yiner a shot, man. He actually is swinging it well. He's coming around. Yeah, let's give him a shot. Yeah,
Christian Walker returns to the cleanup spot again.
Find a way to get Walker back in there.
which has been the worst spot for him to swing the bat at all year. But he finds his way in the cleanup spot. And again, Dubon playing third, which is interesting. Or not interesting, makes sense. But you did bring that up earlier. Will be one to watch to see if Cam Smith in this time of however long he is out, if he gets some run at third base. That will be one to watch. Because I don't think Dubon's just going to play there every day. I would imagine somebody else gets some run there. So that is the lineup. Paredes, if you just missed it, had the hamstring situation last night. He is not in the lineup today. And the top five there is Pena, Diaz catching tonight with Altuve, Walker, and Jake Myers. in the 1-5 spot. So that is the latest there. As we continue coming up, as we're live here, do your thing. Come on out to the Cajun Craven. Get you some bugs. Get you some great seafood they have here. As we as we'll be here till 6 o'clock, and you got a good time, good chance to have a good time here and to win some prizes as we're about to hook somebody else up with a $25 gift card. What you got coming up at the
five? Well, if you can't have a good time around these parts, hell, just stay yes at home.
There you go.
I mean, don't even bother coming out, man. If you can't come out here and have a good time, just look. Just bow this, sit this one out, man. I got a bone to pick with Tyler.
Oh, damn it!
I got a real bone to pick with Tyler, and
bring it on.
Bring the bone on, huh, Tyler? I've got.
I always do.
Got the. I can't even take this guy serious. There's one thing. D'Amico spoke about one position on this team that I think is a has a real chance to have a heavy impact on the improvement on the offensive side of the football. We'll talk about who that is, what position that is, and who that is specific, who and why that is specifically. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.